Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, can everyone hear us?
You're always providing.
Lord.
Great is your mercy towards me.
Oh,
great is your grace.
Amen. 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 Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Amen. It is Sunday, May 24th. I am your host, Pastor D. Townsend. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair and the Fuse Memorial CME Church worship service. Again, God has blessed us to see another Sunday. God has blessed us to see another day. God has blessed you to be able to move your hands, your legs, your feet. Amen. So somebody ought to be giving God the praise for what he has done for us. Amen. And because he has done that, I'm going to give God the praise. I'm going to give God all the shouting that I could give him. Amen. Because I know that he is truly worthy to be praised. Amen. Well, I'm not going to hold it up, amen. We're going to let the service go as it goes. We're going to let the Spirit have its way. Brother Tony, you have the floor. Will you open us up with a song?
God bless this morning. God bless everyone. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Early in the morning, a song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the blessed feet. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which were fed on them, evermore shall be. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, Lord in three persons, blessed Trinity. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. We shall continue on with our affirmation of faith, followed by our prayer. Amen.
The affirmation of faith. Let us unite in the historic confession of the Christian faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We shall now have our prayer.
Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to see another sunrise. We thank you for allowing us to wake up and to be amongst your people and be in your presence again. We thank you for healing us and keeping us overnight, dear Lord, and having your angels take charge to protect us and put a hedge of protection around about us. We ask, dear Lord, that as we go through this service, that those who are grieving right now, that you comfort them. Those who are in bed that are ill, those who are sick, that you heal them. Those that are deprived financially, those who are hungry, and those who are just without bare necessities, Lord, I ask that you aid them and you give them shelter and that you comfort them and let your Holy Spirit guide them through these troubled times, dear Lord. I ask that, dear God, that you allow us to be a shining beacon of light towards them so that they may find salvation and that they might find shelter and refuge in you, dear God. So bless us, keep us, and as we go forward, let the word touch someone's heart and let someone be renewed by you. And these things and all things I ask in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We should have our prayer.
Our scripture is coming from the book of Isaiah, chapter 63, verse 9. I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. In all their suffering, he also suffered, and he personally rescued them. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them through all the years. I have read Isaiah 63, verse 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, it is a true blessing to be here in the land of the living. Amen. We do know that God has continued to keep us in his loving arms. Amen. And I'm just so grateful to the Almighty for what he has done and what he is doing in our lives. Amen. With that being said, we do know that our governor, amen, has extended the stay-at-home until after June 12th, amen. So at that time, we will look at what's going on, and we will discuss the return into our church building, amen. Until then, we will continue to have our services the way that we've been having them, amen, and we will continue to bless the name of the Lord. In the meantime, I implore you and I urge you to stay healthy, amen, and continue to keep your mask on when you go out, amen. Continue to wash your hands, sanitize your hands, continue to wear your gloves, whatever you have to do to keep you and your family safe, amen. I ask you to do so, amen, because we have experienced a lot of death through this virus, amen, and I don't need any more, amen. I don't want to have to do any more funerals when it pertaining to this virus, amen, or any funerals at all, to be honest with you, amen. But right now, because we are facing this pandemic, amen, we have to make sure that we stay and keep ourselves healthy and stay up, try to stay away from this virus the best way that we possibly can. we are truly living in perilous times, amen. So we have to make sure that we inform our people the way that we can in order for them to fully understand the importance of staying safe. With that being said, amen, I want us to turn our attention to the Holy Spirit as we go to the Holy Spirit, as we pray through the Holy Spirit to God. Amen. I want us to remember those of our sick and shut-in list, Sister Relitha Moak, Sister Hazel Moak, Brother Bobby Cook, Sister Daryl in Harrington, Sister Fleeta Horton, Sister Goldie Carson, Sister Linda Hightower. I want us to remember all those that are on our sick and shut-in list, amen. If I have forgotten anybody, please don't charge it to my heart, amen. Right now, Father God, we just thank you. We honor you, Father. We love you. We ask right now, Father God, that you would please touch and anoint those, Father God, that are sick. Please, Father God, bless those, Father God, that are in the hospital. Right now, Father God, we need you now more than ever, Father God, to come down and to bless your people. Heal your people, Father God. Anoint your people, Father God. Because right now, Father God, it seems as if we are on a losing end. It seems as if, Father God, that things are turning to a bad ear for us, Father God, that we cannot see our way out of this. But, Father God, I know that through you, not some things and not most things, but all things will work for the good. So right now, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for the blessings that you are about to bestow upon your people. Touch in a mighty way, Father God. In a mighty way, Father God. Continue to show us your path, Father God, for our lives. Bless Fuse Memorial, Father God. Bless the city of River Rouge, Father God. The city of Detroit, Father God. All the surrounding cities, and bless the whole state of Michigan, Father God. Bless this whole world, Father God. Have your way with this world that you created. I just thank you, Father. I thank you because I know, Father God, you are in a blessing business. Again, Father God, we give you all honor and praise for this day. A day that we've never seen and a day we'll never see again. Thank you, Father. We bless your name right now. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Exhorter, Annette, do you have a song for us?
Yes, sir. I want to say that anybody but you, I don't be careful, but this weekend, we say, I'm going to be able to pray with me.
Amen.
Oh, be kept by you, Jesus, kept by the power of God. I'm kept from the world. I'm far, far dead. I'm spreading where Jesus has arrived. Oh, to be kept by Jesus, powers divine. I kept through the toil and trial, kept by His hand in mine. Oh, to be kept, my Jesus, Lord, I would be nothing, nothing, no, nothing. Without, they'll be my all in all. I'm kept by His Holy Spirit to me. This is best of all. In His holy keeping, He'll hear my call. Oh, to be kept by Jesus, Lord, at Thy feet I fall. Oh, I would be nothing, nothing, no, nothing, but Thou shall be my all in all. Oh, to be kept, to be kept, my Jesus, Lord, at Thy feet I fall. I would be nothing, 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 no, no, nothing. Thou shall be my all and all. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Before the preacher comes to the stage to deliver the word, I want to just briefly say that this preacher here is a true blessing to Hughes Memorial. She has always been one to do what was asked of her. She never says no. She never questions. She's always there to just do it. And I'm grateful to her because that shows a true servant's heart. I present to you this preacher. And I want to say this to you all. I love a preacher that preaches. I love a preacher that teaches. But I love the preachers that sit back and watch. This here is a preacher that not only preaches, not only can teach, but she sits back and she watches. Amen. I present to you Minister Lisa Green. Amen. The floor is yours.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Good morning, Father Jesus. Before Your throne, thanking You for waking us up this morning and giving us yet another opportunity, Father God, to commune with You. We thank You right now for this opportunity, Father God, for the words that You have set in my heart to move forth, Father God, so that the listening ears for your confirmation. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation come in thy sight, Lord Jesus, my strength and my redeemer. The scripture which was read previously by Minister Tremaine, I am now reading the New Living, the NIV, excuse me, translation. And this is Isaiah 63, chapter 9, excuse me, verse 9. In all their distress, he too was distressed, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. Salvation in the presence of the Lord. Salvation is a preservation from harm, ruin, or loss, where you can be delivered from sin and its consequences brought about by faith in the Lord.
Amen. I know she was having problems with her phone. Amen. Minister Lisa, are you still there? Amen. Well, it always says to be ready in all times. Amen. And I thank God for being ready. Amen. As she was saying, this scripture here in Isaiah 63:9, which is something that shows the importance of God and the importance of God's overall actions amongst his people. This particular scripture here speaks about and it, speaks about God's love and God's overall humility towards his people. And even though we know that God of the Old Testament was a stern God, and the Old Testament itself fell under law and wrath, we see that God still had a sense of humility towards his people. Even in the midst of everything that was going on around them, God continued to show them his love and his mercy amongst the nation. This particular scripture here speaks about what happened during the time of Israel's situation dealing with Egypt. And it speaks about it because it was always a reminder to the people that what goes around always come around, as my mama always say. What you do then can always come back to bite you if you do not change your ways. Thus, we find that through this here, that God still opened up a door to save Israel. This was a reminder to the people that the same God that brought your ancestors out of Egypt will be the same God that will see you through if you turn from your wicked ways. And thus, when God allowed his angels to come down, and the presence of his angels depicted they were God's special angels and special angels, and they provided a special working that God wanted them to do for the people. Thus, the angels worked on behalf of God. So in the presence of the angels, when they saw that the angels was doing the work of God, they actually saw the power of God. Amen. And so when you think about the presence of being in the presence of God, truly salvation comes through the presence of God. But what does that mean to you when we speak about the presence, the salvation in the presence of God? Well, when you are at the brink of the end of your struggle, when you are at the end, when you just cannot take it no more, this is how Israel was at the shore, at the end of the shore, amen, and that there was no way for them to see themselves out of this. What happened? God showed up and God showed out. Even in Isaiah's time, when the people were acting wicked and evil and at their brink of destruction, God still showed up and showed out. And even in later years, even at the brink of destruction, when mankind should have been destroyed, God's presence still showed up and created salvation
for the people. So what are you saying? What am I saying? I'm saying that it comes, there is a time when you have to sit back and ask God to bring his presence to you. God, I'm not going to move until I feel your presence around me, because I know that when your presence is around me, that I will see and I will feel the salvation that comes only through you. This is what this word was trying to tell the people, that the angels will come down and will hold you up, that when you see the presence of God, and because the angels were sent down to do the work, it saved the people, it redeemed them, they carried them, they picked them up all the days. They made sure that there were, that regardless of what went on, he met their needs. Just like a father. Just like a mother. When a mother or a father sees their children riding their bike and they fall down and they skin their knee, the first thing that the child sees is the parents' loving arms, picking them up, carrying them, cleaning off the wound, fixing it, so that they can go back out and ride again. This is what God does for his people. This is what the presence of the Almighty do for us. When we fall down, it picks us up. It wipes us clean. It dusts us off. It heals our wounds. And it sets us on our path. And this is what this was letting us know, that God's resume continues to show us day after day that he's a God that cares for his people. That despite the fact of how we treat him, y'all know that sometimes we take God into some crazy, dirty places, amen? But he's still there to carry us. He's still there to love on us. He's still there to wipe us clean, even though we don't deserve it. I'm reminded about a man named Jesus, that I can place all of this together, amen, because Jesus, as you think about the Old Testament, everything that happened in the Old Testament was to bring forth what we have right now, which is salvation through the presence of Jesus the Christ. Salvation through the presence of Jesus the Christ tells me that though I am a sinner and though I deserve the hell fire, I can look back and see that my God who saved Israel, my God who made everything right with them, my God who set up the path so that my Jesus could come into this world and save me, that he was just so good to open up that door for me, because I did not, because I don't deserve salvation, but I get it anyhow, amen. Because of his grace and mercy, I get salvation. Because my Jesus, who got up on that cross and bled his and let his blood fall down for me when he had me on his mind, and everything that happened on that day was because, so that Dante could live and experience the presence. You see, somebody here needs to know that when Jesus did what his father did, saving the people that didn't deserve it, through from the beginning of the book, through Isaiah, all the way up to the end of it, we don't deserve it. We don't deserve his love. We don't deserve his mercy. But my Jesus, when he did what he did, he gave us an opportunity to get things right and in order, so that we will continue to experience this fatherly love, so that we may continue to see the salvation through the presence of the Almighty. It wasn't by accident. God knew what he was doing. But I'm here to let you know right now that if you desire, if you want to experience the salvation through the presence, it's time that we get things right and in order. You see, the angels only do what God asks them to do. I've seen a lot of people sit back and worship angels. Why worship the messenger? King is right before you. I'm going to let somebody know right now that there is salvation in the presence of the Almighty. There is salvation through the presence of His Son, Jesus Christ. And the blood that was shed for you and for many grants you liberation from that which holds you in bondage. From that which holds you in bondage, from that tries to chain you up. There's salvation and liberation through the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
It's time that we look at what Isaiah said about what God did for those in Egypt, and then we need to look at our lives, because some of us are still living in Egypt. God took the heathen out of Egypt, but couldn't take the Egypt out of the heathen. It's time now that if we know for a fact that God did it for them, if we know for a fact that God saved our grandmama, if we know for a fact that God saved our mama through His presence, I'll give you a little story. My mama, before she had any children, was a teacher in Georgia. And my mama said when in her younger years she loved to go to the club and dance. That was her pastime, enjoying the club life and dancing and having fun. And on her way back to Georgia, she fell asleep at the wheel. And she felt a hand push her shoulder and woke her up just before she went over the embankment. I know what my God can do.
Amen.
He blessed my mama. He sent an angel that showed the presence of God, and He blessed my mama. The same God that took a child that was premature, almost 3 months, weighing 4 pounds and 4 ounces. When the angel came down and said, "The boy shall live," I'm that boy. When they told my mama that my brother wouldn't survive, that if he survived through the night, that he may have a fighting chance, he's still alive today. When I'm talking about the presence and the salvation of the Almighty, this is what I'm talking about. If you know that God stepped in and did some things for you, and the presence of the Almighty created salvation for your life, you ought to give God the praise.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Preach that.
Because
Hallelujah.
Now it's time that we continue to let it be known that regardless of what is going on, regardless of what this COVID is trying to do to us, regardless of whatever disease may come, whatever situation, addiction, or affliction, I'm here to let somebody know that there is salvation in the presence of the Almighty. There's salvation in the presence of Jesus. And because Jesus gave up His life for you, you have an opportunity to stand in the presence of greatness. You don't have to be worried about the diseases or worried about this world. All you have to focus on is being saved and sanctified.
Amen.
There's somebody right now. You have been running from the presence of the Almighty because you believe that you're not worthy. But I'm here to let you know that you are worthy of every good thing that God has for you. if he saved the heathen. If you think that you are a heathen, what more can he do for you than what he did for them? We know that they were heathens. We don't know what's in your closet. But I'm here to let you know that God still deems you worthy of whatever he has for you. There's somebody here. Oh, yeah. You see. There's somebody here that needs to know that your time is now. Your time is now. And God is calling you out of the dirty places. God is calling you out of the dark places. God is calling you higher. He's calling you higher to sit amongst the Holy of Holies, to experience the presence of the Almighty, and to relish and magnify in the salvation that only comes through the presence of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
May God bless you. May God keep you. As I open up the door of the church, that door being Jesus, I ask, is there somebody here today and you have found yourself running from the Almighty? You have found yourself dealing with a lot of ways that you know that's not pleasing unto God. And you know that you need to get your life in order. I offer you Jesus right now. If that's you, I ask that you would pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you would come into my heart. Lord, I believe that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again on the third day. Now be the Lord of my life. Help me to see the error of my ways. I believe that you lived. I believe that you lived for me. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Use me right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you pray that prayer and you sincerely meant it in your heart and you found yourself being on the outside, looking in, be of good cheer. You can now walk inside and be amongst those that love the Lord. Happy birthday. It is now your birthday. You are now a new creature. Let the church together say amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm so grateful to you all for all that you do. Reverend Johnson, will you please lead us in our doxology?
Mama,
Amen. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love and his mercy, but most of all, his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church, together, says, amen.
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 Amen. Brother Hakim, again, sir, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for helping us to get this show on the airways. Amen. We continue to praise God for you. And
amen.
And we thank you.
It is my pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. On behalf of Reverend Patricia Johnson, Minister Rosalyn Thomas, Minister Tremaine Townsend, Exhorter Lisa Green, Exhorter Kyle Garrett, Ms. Annette McKinney, Brother Tony Spencer, I myself, Pastor D. Townsend, you have been listening to the Jubilee Affair. We are signing off. Have a blessed afternoon. God bless you. I love you. And we'll see you soon.
Amen. Amen.
Great is your mercy toward me, your loving kindness toward me, your tender mercy I see day after day. For providing for me, great is your mercy towards me, great is your grace, help me say, help me say. Your tender mercy, I
Your loving kindness towards